Okay, so here's our raw image. It is actually cropped. I've cropped the top of it a little bit just to I just thought it added to the composition somewhat. And this is the finished picture. So a bit of a difference there, bit more contrast. The first thing I did with this was let me just turn some of these layers off a second. Is that I decided on some of the shots I wanted to shoot into the light and have most of the lighting on the front of the car for this shot. I just thought it would add something to the image. I had the idea in my mind of what I wanted, and on this actual shot, we didn't get any flare. On some of them, we had this flare coming in the shot. So first thing I did was because I really liked the blurring in this shot, I decided to bring the and it didn't have any flare in it. I decided to bring the flare across and add some flare into the shot again. Now some people might say, "Oh, it's distracting," but I quite liked it, so that's the reason I put it in. This layer I used just to darken the top of the image. I'll just show you the mask on that one. In the white areas here is where the effect's taking place. And because there's quite a lot of light on top of the car and not as much down the bottom. The way around this would be to if it was excessively bad, which I didn't feel it was, and it didn't really matter on this shot. I could have put a graduated filter on the camera and just to knock the top of the shot down a bit. But as I said, this is really done, very quickly, just to show you many of the camera setups, so I wasn't over worried. My next layer was for the alloy wheel there, and I just basically added a lot of contrast to that to really brighten the wheel up and also draw your eye into that area of the shot. Another one for the actual tire, just to add a bit more gloss to the tire there and clean it up a bit. I then did another layer here on the road, just to bring out these highlights there. Just painted that in selectively with a paintbrush tool. I then added a black and white layer, and I'll show you the settings for that. I use an infrared preset. No particular reason, not that I was looking for an infrared shot, but it happened to be the I went through the presets and this one worked quite well. So and that's that is set to 43% opacity rather than 100%, and it's just to take some of the blue out the car. I wanted to make it a bit more graphic and less blue coming through the shot. Again, just a personal preference. I left it at 43% so that I still had some color coming through. This next one, it was again, if you've seen the black and white video, I would have showed you all about gradient maps. So I did a gradient map on this image, going from black right through to a very cool desaturated blue, right up to very warm at the higher at the highlight end of the image, and applied that to the shot. And I just took a little bit off the alloy wheel, so it didn't affect the alloy wheel so much. And if I just toggle that on and off, you'll see the effect, especially on the floor here, coming through. So that was a gradient map on there, and it just adds a little bit more to the bodywork up here. This one, I added some highlights to the alloy wheel, and I did that by just show you the mask there. I did that by purely just making a blank layer. Got a paintbrush tool. Just get my just change my mask to my pretty sensitive pen. Picked a white, and I'll just go quite large just to show you, because it's just show you the effect. And just selectively painted over parts of the image using quite a small paintbrush tool. I then did a blur and a Gaussian blur, or you can use motion blur. Sometimes I use motion blur, and just softened the lines there. Then I can change that to screen and just drop the opacity down, and it allows you just to add a few highlights here and there if you need them, just to bring out a bit of detail or attract attention to certain areas. I'll just delete that one. So that's how I produce that, and it just adds a few little very subtle highlights here. I'll just toggle that on and off for you there. This one just darkens the area here. Again, it's just a curve adjustment layer, adding a bit of contrast and basically just darkening this area of the image. And then finally, I did a global curves adjustment, sorry, not global light, selected curves adjustment on the image just to darken the certain edges and allowing the detail just to all the attention to stay in the center of the frame. So that was basically it, and then finally just a quick sharpen. So very straightforward shot. Like I said, it won't win any awards. There's a lot of reflections here which if I was shooting this for properly, should we say, I would have picked a better location and probably one with less reflections, and I probably would have obviously taken more care over the lighting and what have you. But as I said, it was mainly because I wanted to show you one of the options for rigging a camera to the car and how that's achieved. So that is it, really. As I said, keep an eye out. I am producing a DVD on some car photography where we'll be doing some more rigging shots and also some sort of comprehensive retouching on the cars. And if you're interested in that sort of thing, it would be definitely worth a look. Anyway, until next time, I'll catch you soon. Cheers. Bye-bye.